Amen. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come tonight together and look into your word and praise you, Father. Thank you for that sweet praise and worship we were able to give up to you, Father. Lead us in wisdom tonight, Father. Watch over us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay. We're going to start. Let's go to Mark. I'm going to go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13. Chapter 13. I'm going to start in verse 32. But of that day or that hour, not a single person knows, not either the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on your guard. Constantly alert. Constantly. And watch and pray. For you do not know when the time will come. Watch and pray. That's a word that the Lord spoke to me this week. He didn't just say pray. He didn't just say watch. He said watch and pray. And so I have been thinking about that. I've been preaching on love. Faith, hope, and love, and these things enduring. But this week I knew the Lord was taking me to this, watching and praying. Verse 34, it's like a man already going on a journey. When he leaves home, he puts his servants in charge, each with his particular task. That's interesting. And he gives orders to the doorkeeper to be constantly alert and on the watch. Therefore, watch, give strict attention, be cautious and alert. For you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning. Watch, I say, lest he come suddenly and unexpectedly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to everybody. Watch. Give strict attention. Be cautious, active, and alert. That's out of the Amplified. Watch. So I looked it up. Watch in the Greek is agrupneo. And you don't know if that's said right, because I just said it and you guys aren't going to check anyway, so I'm in business, right? That's what I always tell everybody. Hey, I just write it like it sounds. I put a group neo. That's how I wrote it. That's not how you spell it, but that's how I wrote it. So I can say it. What it means is to be circumspect, attentive, and ready. Guys, the church needs to be alert, circumspect, attentive, and ready. We need to watch. That's the watch part. And then we pray. Because he'll tell us what to watch for. See, that's a good thing. When you pray, he gives you direction. That way I don't have to be looking for something I ain't supposed to be looking for. I'll be looking what he tells me to look for. One of the things... Because I did. I asked the Lord, what are we supposed to be watching for? Well, A, we're supposed to be watching for him. Because he's coming. And that's what, in Mark, that's what he's saying. But go to Proverbs. Let's go over to Proverbs. Chapter 5. I'm going to read 21 through 23. I'm still in the Amplified. For the ways of man are directly before the eyes of the Lord, and he who would have us live soberly, chastely, and godly, carefully weighs all man's goings. His own iniquities shall ensnare the wicked man, and he shall be held with the cords of his sin. He shall be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of discipline and instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he will go astray and be lost. He'll be held in the cords of his sin. I was thinking about that. In my office, I got tables. And those tables come up and they go down. And they come up and they go down. And they come up and they go down all day long. And I've been doing this a while. This is my 20th year doing this. And I've got cords that plug in those tables. I go room to room, I do my thing, they go up, they go down. I come over, and there's a cord that plugs in. And I've got it real flat. And even the little flat thing that's on top of it, I got some of those too. You know, if I'm not paying attention, even after all these years, I trip on that cord. And I know my patient's face down and they'll hear me, you know, all the stuff happening. And I wonder if they're thinking, man, don't fall on me. Because they're face down. They don't know. After all this time, I still, if I'm not watching attentively, that cord will ensnare me. I've seen that cord. Every room has one. And my big feet still get in the way because I'm not cautious and attentive. I've got to be cautious and attentive of the sin that's trying to ensnare me. Go to Hebrews 12. Verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. I trip on that thing easy. And I know it's there. I know it's there.
That's right.
But I'm not watching. I'm not cautious.
Come on.
I'm not attentive. I'm not praying before I go in there, Lord, let me make sure I don't trip on that. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Mm-hmm. See, we have a particular race, each and every one of us, that's set before us, that we're called to do. Just like that other scripture said, there's a reason. You have a task. In Mark, it says you have a task. Each and every one of us has a task, called by God to do something. And he's telling us as we go about that task, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Okay, let's go to Ephesians 5. Scripture's right here. Let's go to Ephesians 5. I'm going to start in 8. I'm going to read through 16. I won't be in the Amplified again. For once you were darkness, but now you're light in the world. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light, or the Spirit, consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to Him. Take no part in and have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds and enterprises of darkness, but instead let your lives be so in contrast as to expose and reprove and convict them. For it's a shame even to speak of or mention the things such people practice in secret. But when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there's light. Therefore, he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine, make day dawn upon you and give you light. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. Make the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. In the New King James it says, see then that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly. That's part of that watch definition. Circumspectly. See, sin will hang you up. It'll get you off the path that God has for you. Now the good thing is, when you do it, stop, repent, watch, pray, and go on. That's the truth. It's not complicated. Very simple. Don't take that watch part for granted. The days are evil right now, guys. It don't take long to watch any news program or anything else and see that there is sin easily ensnaring right now. Now that said, There's light. That's what that scripture's talking about. Jesus sheds light in the darkness. Darker this world becomes, brighter we're going to shine. Because Jesus is shining in us. It's not us. What does it say? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Yep. You know why Paul, I always tell this example with Paul. You know, when he starts, you know, I went to the apostles, they could add nothing to me. And then pretty soon he's like, well, I'm the least of the apostles. And as he grows and matured in the Lord, you know what he says about himself? I'm the chief of sinners. What he means by that is he understood that I can't get there. But through Jesus I can. Keeping my eyes fixed on Him. Watching. Being attentive. Being circumspect. Of making sure I stay in the light that is Jesus on my path. And then I pray. Say, Holy Spirit, lead me into truth. And He says, you know what? I will. Because I says I will. I says it. I says it and I means it. Like I said, English was not my favorite subject. I still communicate. That's why I can get away with Greek. See, I speak Greek. And here I speak Greek. As far as you know, I speak Greek. Go to 1 Peter 5. Everybody knows this verse too. 1 Peter 5. I'm going to read verse 8 in the Amplified. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. In the other verse it said constantly. This one says at all times. I think it means the same thing. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. I was working with a young man this week. I think he's going to be 17. And I was talking to him. And I told him, I said, you know, the lion's out there, right? Yeah. He wants to eat you, kill you, dead. He says, yeah. How you keep yourself from getting eaten? Of course, you know, young guys, stay away from the lion. That's a good thing. Stay away from the lion, you won't get eaten. And lock your doors. See, sin unlocks the doors to your gates. Sin opens up the door. Yeah, but Monty, you just said we're all sinners. Yes, I know. But see, when sin comes knocking, and when I sin, I'm quick to repent because the Holy Spirit convicts me. And I say, Lord, forgive me. That was not the right thing to say. Sarah, I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing. Again. But you repent, you turn from it. See, that locks that door right up. And Satan, he can't come in there now. As soon as you repent of something and truly repent and change from that, lock the door. Lock it. That, and Satan can come calling. It's locked. You can't come in. You're lying. You just go find somebody else. You're not devouring in this house. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling, for my righteousness is of the Lord. Right? Amen. Okay. Man, I'm rolling along. You guys will all be happy. I preach fast. I do. I get tired of sitting too. Matthew 26. Matthew 26. Okay, I'm in verse 36 through 41 here. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. See, he knew his task. Jesus knew what he was about to do. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. He was praying. He said, Lord, there's another way. He said, but I'll do what you tell me. Because Jesus always did what his father said. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. Uh-oh. And he said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In the Amplified 41, all of you must keep awake, give strict attention, be cautious and active. And watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. See, the spirit inside of me is on the watch. Because the Holy Spirit convict me of sin quick. But my flesh wants to bend. It wants to bend towards that sin. And what do they say? I think it was Brother Tom telling me. The two dogs fighting. And which one wins? The one you feed. Right? So the flesh and the spirit are fighting. And which one wins? The one we're feeding. And we feed it by the Word of God, see? So I remember what you tell me. Guys, so I just encourage you. Be in the Word. Watch and pray. I'm encouraging you now. These days are evil. Yeah, they're evil. But God's people are good, and Christ shines light. The darker it is, lighter it shines. Good. Okay. Now, there's a comma there. Now, comma. Psalm 127. Verse 3, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, Rich. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Children are like arrows. Tonight, we're going to do a dedication. I'm looking at you. Will you come up here? Crystal, is that okay? And Ray? You come up, and Berta? And Alfonso? And Clorinda? Will you come up, please? You can just stand anywhere. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's good. Benefits of a small church. We can all see you. Rich was telling me this. How quick can we get the scriptures to line up with what you tell me, Rich? With children. I don't know, Rich. I don't know either. See, with children, like arrows, right? But it's up to their parents. And their spiritual parents to help aim where that arrow goes, see? And so you pull back that arrow and you put aim to it. You just don't shoot it in any direction, right? You shoot it in the right direction, right? That's awesome. Let's go to Titus 2 real quick. Titus is small. I'll find it. See, I find my Timothy's, and that's how I can find Titus. It's the only way I can. Titus 2. Titus 2. I'm going to read 1 through 8. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in the faith, in love, and patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say. In the Amplified 7 and 8 says, and show your own self in all respects to be a pattern and a model of good deeds and works, teaching what is unadulterated, showing gravity, having the strictest regards for truth and purity and motive, with dignity and seriousness. And let your instruction be sound and fit and wise and wholesome, vigorous and irrefutable and above censure, that the opponent may be put to shame, finding nothing discrediting or evil to say about us. See, we as older men and older women in the Lord are called to teach. And see, Clorinda and Alfonso have agreed to take on that charge with Miss Crystal. Now, her parents are doing that too. Bert and Ray are doing that too. But we wanted to just dedicate her tonight as they assume that responsibility. And as we assume the responsibility as the church to pray for them. And that's what we're fixing to do. And encourage them. That sound all right to you guys?
Amen.
Sound all right to you guys? Anything else? Okay. I just want to give you the opportunity. Let's pray for Miss Crystal. We can all hold hands. Father God in heaven, thank you for Alfonso and Clorinda and Berta and Ray. I thank you for them. Father, give them wisdom as they aim this arrow that is Crystal in the direction of you, Lord, and through Jesus Christ and through your Holy Spirit, Father. Father, give them just wisdom and encouragement and love, Father, that comes from you. And Father, I thank you for their willingness. I thank you for their dedication in this dedication. Father, thank you for Miss Crystal. I thank you for one that she knows Jesus as her Lord and Savior. The plans you have for her are fantastic. They're good. They're God ordained. I thank you for that. Bless her. Keep her, Father. Bless each and every family member. Bless all the family members that came to attend this, Father, and to celebrate this public declaration that she's yours.
Yes.
And that they're going to shoot her in that direction.
Yes.
And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Anything else? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord, guys. That's right. That's what I say. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together tonight and look into your word, Father. I do ask you to keep us watchful, keep us attentive, keep us watching circumspectly, Father, that we'd be paying attention, that we wouldn't trip over that cord, even though we know it's there. We know the lion's out there. Help us to lock those doors, Father. Lead us in wisdom. Help us to be quick to repent, Father. Quick to repent, quick to get right on track and in righteousness with what you're calling us to do. Lead us and guide us in your wisdom, Father. I thank you. I thank you so much for Miss Crystal and for what Alfonso and Clorinda and Ray and Berta and her entire family are doing, Father. And I ask for just an additional blessing over that entire family. Thank you for allowing us to come together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If anyone needs prayer for anything, come on up. Otherwise, like I said, I kind of dismiss us like this. Boom. Done. But if you need prayer, just please come on up, and thank you for coming.